can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is August 28th, 2021, and I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I am the Director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations not often available to the public so that one can make the only informed choice, complete avoidance and refusal. I can should say now, not often available to the public, being censored from the public. Oh, jeez. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and vaclib.org. So vaclib.org, short for vaccinationliberation.org, is our main website. You can easily get there by going to vaccinetruth.com. My business website is humbleweed.net. And that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. So that's why I called the show Immunize Wisely, which means to protect and strengthen our immune system, our immune function, wisely, while we navigate this toxic world. And, you know, I want everyone to understand that all disease is toxicology. I tried to get Jim West to come back on again. He's really clear on the fallacy of the germ theory of disease, too, because he really has delved into the toxicology behind all illness, and he's brilliant, but he says he's too busy. So anyway, I just wanted to add that he's you know, that's why John Rappaport is so enamored with, you know, Jim West, because he's really dug in and done the deep research on that. We do have a chat room for our show, and I want to thank Amber Bailey for creating and hosting our chat room. We always put great content there. She's really a great researcher. It is not affiliated with RBN, so I'm just making that disclaimer right now. It's Immunize Wisely, and that's stylized with a Z for Wisely, and dot Chat and Go, or Cha Tango. I don't know, however you want to do it, but it's chatango.com. So anyway, I want to remind listeners to support this network. It's really always need support. This is why we're trying to phase out of the 800 call-in number. You know, every dollar we can save really helps the network a lot. I mean, it's a lot to hire the people that make this whole network happen. And the news feed is just excellent. I've been grabbing articles. I used to just look once a week, and now I'm finding myself looking more than once a week because it's just really excellent material. So I wanted to make sure that people do support this network. If you appreciate shows like this and other ones on the network, then please, you know, $5, $10 a month. If everyone did that, they would be able to stay on the air and actually be able to pay everyone a decent wage. So, and, you know, there's also products there. So I just want to mention that. So I have some notes before I bring on my guest in about 15 minutes. Nearly every month, I put in an order for a product called Fibrenza. It's the highest quality systemic enzyme on the market today. For 240 capsules, which is a 2-month supply taken as directed, is only $95. It actually retails for $129.99. So why would you take Fibrenza? Well, there's all kinds of uses. These are a partial list of health conditions addressed by using Fibrenza, you know, is like things like Alzheimer's, believe it or not, herpes, asthma, arthritis, candida, autoimmune conditions, lupus, Lyme's disease, Parkinson's, COPD. But chronic pain is why most of my people take it, and actually getting rid of scar tissue. You know, especially if you have internal scar tissue from some kind of surgery, that can come up and be a problem. There, you know, you might have uterine fibroids. I mean, yeast problems. I mean, leaky gut, all kinds of things. But most people that I have turned on to, they're like finding they're in this chronic pain condition and they're taking ibuprofen or aspirin. And that really is counterproductive. It might mask the pain, but if it persists, there's other issues going on. A lot of times it's dental pain. You know, you could have an abscessed tooth and not even realize it. So anyway, I do an order every month. I'm getting ready to do another order. I just had a friend in New York just tell me her daughter had severe pain from the extraction of wisdom teeth. So she didn't know what to do other than get some over-the-counter pain relief. So with a child, you know, that's pretty hard on their liver. So I told her in the future to always have this product on hand. So there's to find out more about this product, very easy. 24-page PDF is posted on the VacLib website. That's VacLib, VACLIB.org. And then just do /F for Fibrenza, just the letter F. It comes right off. You know, just the homepage, do /F. And so I'm going to be putting in an order Wednesday. You can catch this order by emailing or calling me and mailing a check on Monday, you know, for $95, because it's not something we do online. My supplier, who is a distributor, does as a fundraiser for VacLib. I get a little bit of a discount for my own personal bottle, and then I have to go ahead and, you know, get like, you know, 10 orders, you know, that accumulate. So it's the way it is. I'm really into keeping it on hand. So I want to mention I still have I bought, you know, thank you to Robin Renee, I went ahead and got 24 pounds of Montmorillonite or calcium bentonite clay that and I've been sharing. I've been selling 16 ounces or a pound in a Ziploc freezer bag, not like our guest Perrier would do, but for a $20 donation, I will send that out. That's just a $20 donation to Vaccination Liberation or the Truth About COVID-19. Exposing the Great Reset, lockdowns, vaccine passports, and the new normal. That's a $25 donation, includes shipping and handling. Or you could purchase it in our store, and it'll automatically charge $7. It's $20 plus $7 shipping and handling. So I'm just saying, if you want to save a couple bucks, just do the donation button and say that you want that book, and I'll go ahead and mail it to you. So, since I still have several copies left. It's really an excellent read. He doesn't undermine the virus theory of disease like many of us wish he would. So I wanted to just bring that up, but it really covers a lot of ground. It's very well put together. So it has a foreword by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Ronnie Cummins with the Organic Consumers Association, and Mercola were the authors. So there you go. So that's that. Okay. This is something that also bothers me. I had a really close friend actually pass away yesterday morning, and it's a local patriot that I'm networked with, and he's only a few years older than me, and I was just really shocked. I didn't realize I hadn't gotten any return phone calls. Apparently he'd been sick. He didn't realize I could have helped him and he would be alive today. That there's certain tools that we all should have. One thing to me is an ozonating machine. You can get a very cheap one for less than $100 on Amazon. I thank Jeff in Idaho for turning me on to this device. You can ozonate water, ozonate the bath water, ozonate the water you're drinking. And by ozonating, you're bringing more oxygen into your system. So that's another tool other than the sulfur I sell that actually opens up the cells to receive a lot of oxygen. People notice immediate relief with COPD or any kind of breathing disorder. And apparently before he died, his oxygen was supposed to be like at 100 with those little finger things measuring his oxygen. It was like 20 to 30. So he was like really seriously dangerous at his oxygen level, and it just finally took him out. And he didn't have any of those tools that I had right here, and I wish I would have known. So I'm very sad about that. I'd like people to have certain tools, and clay is an amazing tool. I'm getting incredible benefits from it. I mean, I'm taking it internally. I'm getting ready to do the bath. I haven't done the bath yet, but I'm really impressed. I mean, yeah, I'm definitely detoxing from the clay, and I'm feeling really good that I have that as in my toolkit. It's another inexpensive thing that can help us. So I just don't want to lose any more patriots. So this is one of my experiences that happened fairly recently. A little backdrop is, okay, we had Brian Hoyer on, and I've been referring people to wi-cancer.info because it's very comprehensive on the wireless world that we live in and has a lot of great documentation. Well, she has great flyers, and there's one I duplicate all the time, but if I send people to the page instead of the PDF of the flyer, you get this propaganda. And what is that propaganda? The Indian blanket story. How many people, I want to know how many listeners believe that the Indian blankets we gave to the Indians were infested with a virus? I mean, seriously, this is more this folklore. Oh, they were infested, all right, but not with a virus. And I want to, the first person that calls and has the correct answer, because I'll probably talk about this with Eileen. She's going to be my guest, Eileen Daneman. But the first person that has the correct answer, we can go into some more education on that. But I want people to know what those blankets were infested with so we can talk about this. I've written about it. It's all over our website. It was in our smallpox alert. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but I certainly can. So I'm actually opening it up to callers now because I want someone to give me the correct answer. So if anyone out there wants to call 512-248-8252, again, that's 512-248-8252 with the correct answer as to what was in those blankets that were given to the American Indians that and why they actually got the smallpox and it was death. It devastated their population. Why did all that happen? Do people know the answer? So if you have that correct answer, I will send you the truth about COVID for free. That's a $25 value. The truth about COVID-19, you can give it to your neighbor, and I will send it to you for free with the correct answer. Again, that's 512-248-8252. I want my listeners to know this stuff. So if nobody can call within the next, 5 minutes, I'm going to assume that we have to give you an education. Nobody wants a $25 value book for free. Okay. Okay, well, then we're going to move on. I'll probably talk about this with Eileen. you know, I want to mention, I got this great email from this gal. What a sweetheart. She says she got a dedicated email to help people with exemptions. And so I, you know, I get too much stuff going on. And when people email me for specific exemption information that we have right on our website, it's nice to know that there's someone else doing the same thing. And this woman, Paige, has volunteered to do that. And her email is truthpassport@protonmail.com. So again, that's truthpassport@protonmail.com. Oh, wow, we have a couple callers. I want to know if this is going to be a correct answer. It's a okay, Chance in West Virginia.
Yeah, hello, Ingrid. So, can you hear me?
I can hear you. So there's a two-prong. Why were the Indians vulnerable, and what was in those blankets that got them sick?
Well, I don't know why they were vulnerable, but I think bed bugs were in those blankets, wasn't it?
That's correct. But why were they vulnerable? What were they trading with the Indians that weakened their immune system?
Oh, that I couldn't tell you, honestly.
What were you trading them, furs and stuff? What was the big commodity that the English
had? The buffalo.
Not the buffalo. No, they were trading the English. The English the Americans were giving them what that took out their immune system.
It's funny. I can't think right now. I don't know. I'll have to leave that to the next caller to answer. But as far as the blankets go, I heard it was bed bugs, right?
Yes. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. It's a little bit of a two-prong. If I'll tell you what, if the next caller doesn't get it, you'll get a book, okay?
And then I'll tell you. Okay.
Okay?
Okay now. Okay.
Okay. So we have Mitch in Oregon. Hi, Mitch.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you know the answer? So what took out their immune system now that you know you heard the answer to the first prong of the question? What took out their immune systems that was given to the Indians?
I think it was alcohol.
Yep, and sugar. Well, sugar, alcohol and sugar. Yep. So what do you think? So should I give both you and Chance a book? I think that's probably fair, huh?
Okay.
Well, I'll give both of you guys. You guys were the first, and I think Tom in Utah and James in Vancouver probably knew that answer too. But, you know, it's bed bug. So, I mean, I want people to get this because why? I listened to Anna von Reitz's Monday Night Call, and it was filled with such false information, I was going nuts. So, I just want everyone to know, I have a hard time even referring people to Amy Worthington's flyer page. She has great flyers, but she will not take down the false Indian smallpox story. I mean, this is, oh my gosh. We have tons of people that want that book. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? I don't mind sending you a book. You give me a small donation after Chance and Mitch. You guys give me your address. And I'll go ahead and send you a book. But I'm really glad people get it. I expect my audience to be a little more educated on this topic. And it really frustrates me when I'm on other calls, or other, forums, and people repeat this false history. So you can find a lot of that on our website under smallpox, under the smallpox alert is a good abbreviation of that, and it's all right there. And it's also in the historical books. So there you go. So, yeah, all these other wonderful people, I would like you to call during the last half hour, and if you can send me an email with your address, because obviously, sorry about that. I didn't mean to overload you with a caller, Sam. And Ken in New York, you guys can go ahead and email me, and I'll go ahead and send you a book for not quite free. I think I'm going to have to give it to the first two that beat you to it. So Stay tuned. I'm going to bring on Eileen Daneman. We're going to have some fun.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Army, And she has been the most amazing activist for ever since I had met Dawn and did the Idaho Observer. We've been connected on many areas, but she decided to, when these students, in fact, she should just tell the story, but there were some students that started the Vaccine Liberation Army, and she actually approached me. She said, is it okay if we use that name? And it's like, huh, I'm not, you know, patenting anything. The more the merrier. So I love that she called it the Vaccine Liberation Army. But over the years, many people have gotten us mixed up, and we all just kind of laugh it off and refer people back and forth. But their mission is armed with knowledge. We are committed to articulate, propagate, promulgate, disseminate, and circulate information for the purpose of encouraging critical thinking conversations about the risks and dangers of vaccines, the risks of prescription drugs, the philosophy of sovereignty of personhood, and liberation through mental clarity and spiritual and physical health.
What a great mission.
It is a great mission. I love it, Eileen.
That.
And it's all in such a way that such activities do not disrupt school operations or interfere with the rights of others. So, you know, this is awesome. You know, this is, you know, I looked through all of my history of shows, and I couldn't even find a bio of you. I thought, I don't think I've ever had you on this show. Have I?
Yeah, you have once.
Really? I couldn't find anything. I was like, because I always have a little, you know, blurb that I put in a file of all my shows so I could pull it up if I have someone on again. And I was looking and looking. Anyway,
God is making me anonymous here and there.
Right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. I mean, we both really miss Sally L. Cordy that used to have the hour before me. But yeah, there's certainly a lot going on. We have a lot to talk about, and certainly the pitting of the vaccinated against the unvaccinated is certainly on a lot of people's mind. I was just approached, Eileen. You just should know this. I was driving. I have really radical stickers, just like you, on my car, and this guy insisted I rolled down the window and started chewing me out and how I'm a danger to society and everything. And he called, you know, started projecting his ignorance onto me. I was like, whoa. Because I usually get thumbs up. It was the first time someone really chewed me out on the highway.
And so what did you do? How did you handle it?
I just, he kept wanting to, you know, me to roll down my window. And I just said, no, I just told him, I said, you know, I've been researching this for years. Sorry. I mean, this has been, you know, my pet peeve for years. I don't have health insurance, and I'm healthy. I just kept saying I'm healthy. I can't transfer. You know, the CDC says that asymptomatic people cannot spread this disease. So if I don't have any symptoms and I'm healthy, I don't understand what your problem is, you know? But whatever. Gosh. The ignorance. I mean, that, you know, but you remember how Sally used to highlight the Smith-Mundt Act and how Obama reversed that in 2012, which was very interesting. We're seeing the results of that play out.
Why don't you explain that?
Huh?
Why don't you explain that to the audience?
Well, the Smith-Mundt Act was to forbid, you know, the airwaves doing blatant propaganda on American citizens and foreigners too, but, you know, just not blatant propaganda. And Obama overturned that, you know, because everything was geared toward, you know, the New World Order and the Great Reset. So, you know, they needed to pretty much legalize propaganda over the airwaves.
Right. Yeah, because this whole thing, you know, with Biden, you know, mostly everybody has in his cabinet are Obama people.
Yeah, in fact, he talks to Obama every day. He admits it, right?
Uh-huh.
So we do have a commercial break, but we have a long stretch after that. So
okay.
Thanks, Eileen. Huh.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Eileen Daneman, and she's the premier activist. So you tell me, Eileen, what you think is the highlights of what's going on.
Well, what's really bothering me is the Afghanistan situation.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, it really bothers me.
I find it very, 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 very disturbing myself.
Yeah. I mean, Biden gave, virtually gave a list of the Americans and others who were helping, the Afghanistan government. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did such a radical move here and not tell anybody, all that intelligent information was available to them. They went into the embassy and just took everything.
Right. No, it's the largest betrayal to the American people ever. I mean, in terms of, everyone's calling for Biden's head. And obviously, something's got to give here. It's radical what just happened. So, yeah. So, Sam, you can turn off the music anytime. So, most people are tuning in because they're pretty freaked out about what's the rise in COVID cases and how they're blaming this rise on unvaccinated.
Right. But, I've talked to a few vaccinated people, which when I talked to them like a month ago, they were just happy to be vaccinated. When I told them about, when I said, are you getting a third one? They're saying no.
Yeah. In fact, most people I know do not want to take a booster. But did you see, this is pretty interesting, Eileen. There's $1 million award being offered for proof that there is a COVID virus. $1 million.
Yeah.
That's pretty radical. In fact, I wanted to thank Chris in Alaska for sending me that link. And I'm going to go ahead and post it in the chat room. I thought, wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. This is a millionaire. He's able to offer $1 million. So anyone, I remember when we did these other things, when we had, who's the microbiologist? Stephen Lonka. He offered 100,000 euros. Mm-hmm. Well, 100,000 euros compared to $1 million really wakes people up, So we'll see,
Didn't Lindell, Lindell, the pillow guy, offer an incredible amount of money for somebody to, challenge him with his election results?
Yeah, he did. But, right now, a lot of people are distracted. The whole COVID thing was meant to distract us from all of it and get everyone in fear of some kind of a scary virus that was, while they poison us, it's always toxicology, as you know, always toxicology. So it says German journalist millionaire Samuel Eckhart is offering a reward of $1 million for those who provide irrefutable proof of the existence of COVID-19. And this is where, we get into the whole germ theory that someone can infect another person. Right. No, you could have the same toxicology, but no, you can't get another person sick. And, when we're looking at the whole smallpox thing, they were having that, they kept that lie going for a long, long time. And this is interesting. If you guys don't know this story that we got out of Wyoming, Susan Pierce, she is our director with the Wyoming Vaccination Information Network, and I've been working with her for, at least 20 years. She's awesome. She loves history. And she got this expert in the book Red Walls and Homesteads by Helena Rubotin, 1987. And she stumbled upon this passage quite by accident. And the incident took place in Casey, Wyoming, around 1914. And it said, and the woman is older now, and she recounted when she was a child that we were all sickened and mother knew what was wrong. She had been nursing the neighbors, the Webbers. They were all down in bed, and she was sure they had smallpox. She had carried it home to us, but luckily she had had it as a child and could care for us. So they made this like she was immune, right? Mm-hmm. Doctors today deplore folk medicine, but she gave us sweet spirits of nitre, N-I-T-R-E, for the fever, and baking soda sponges for the itching, and it did help. And at this time, she was about, her sister was 4 years old, and the author was about six. Okay. So this is a quote from the book. Dr. Blake came down from Buffalo, Wyoming, to see us. He was the health officer, and someone had reported we were all sick. We didn't send for him. We were afraid of him, particularly my sister and me. We talked to the doctor talked to her four-year-old sister gently and coaxed him onto his lap. I guess it was her brother. Coaxed the Lee was a boy. Now show me your biggest smallpox sore, he said. And Lee opened his pajamas and exposed himself. And he sobbed, see, doc, it's right on the other end of my wetter. Oops. This is like a true story. Mother was beet red and started to apologize, but the good doctor waved her away and talked on with Lee, telling him not to scratch it, and it would be better tomorrow, and more laughs. So this is, listen to this. So this is the point. Before we could take down the quarantine sign, we had to fumigate according to directions. Dr. Blake left formaldehyde, which was to be put in a boiler of boiling water and left to boil as long as the fire held. This was some process, but guess what it did to the what? They either died or left, for we never saw another one. So what were they fumigating? Come on, girls.
What were they fumigating?
Yeah. This is the carrier. They were fumigating the carrier of smallpox, okay?
Right. That bacteria that starts from the sea in Latin.
Right, and my audience seems to know more than you, so they're going to be really chiding you, Elaine, for not, knowing your history.
No, I can know everything. I'm doing the best I can, like everybody else.
No, you need to know your history. Bed bugs. This is bed bugs. Cymix
lectularis. Bed bugs?
Yep, that's the common carrier. And they had straw tick mattresses. That's where they thrived in, because nobody had modern-day mattresses or washing machines.
So did formaldehyde kill the bedbugs?
But not the people. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was very interesting because I thought I had bedbugs a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I, was investigating, like, how do you get rid of bedbugs and all that, and it seemed like the only thing to really do was to have really high heat, like at 140 degrees. And so inquiring to a bed bug person, a company, they wanted $4,000 to heat up my house. Anyway, what I did was I actually bought the heating, system there, which was like a big heater and another fan kind of thing. And maybe it cost me like $1,800. But I went from room to room and heated it up to 140 degrees and got rid of everything. And I still have the heating system. I was actually going to go into business and help others who don't have $4,000. But, so bed bugs. I didn't know that bed bugs carried smallpox.
Mm-hmm. That's a carrier.
Smallpox, the bed bugs.
Well, this is not the topic for the show. You need to just do your history. Research on our website, Dr. Rodermund. You probably don't know who that is. You probably don't know Cash Asher. Mm. I have all those books. They're all on our website. We have PDFs of them. This is history.
Well, you've been around much longer than me, have a much wider, orbit than I do. Okay. So now I've expanded just another little moment further.
Yeah, we'll do polio. We'll get you on polio next time.
Well, I mean, as far as polio is concerned, I happen to have had a relationship, not a sexual relationship, but a relationship with Charlie Walters, who was the founder of the organic magazine USA, US Acres USA, which is the organic magazine. He died. He was like 80-something years old. But he said that... I just forgot my line of thought, that a polio vaccine, the polio was caused by the atrazine and the alachlor and the DDT that actually leaked, off the fields into the water. And that's why President Roosevelt got polio and all that. That is actually, and today we actually still have atrazine and Alachlor going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have all kinds of chemicals, and I mean, it, you know, we can all try to figure out what's causing all the symptoms we call COVID. But the main thing is like what I mentioned last time, I think it's, you know, would be wise for all of us to take those basic supplements that were talked about by La Quinta, you know, the people in Spain, the researchers. And, you know, I went into that last time, you know, the NAC, the main ones are zinc, NAC, and something to stimulate glutathione, which I would say would be sulfur. Because your body does produce its own glutathione. You want that master antioxidant going strong in your system. So you can always supplement with glutathione or take the elemental sulfur I sell. But yeah, the N-acetyl-L-cysteine, or NAC, is prime to also stimulate glutathione and then production, and then zinc. So those are the main ones. There's quercetin, D3, exactly. Melatonin, milk thistle, but, you know, I'm just telling people, you know, they're like, should you take ivermectin? Well, yeah, you can take ivermectin, but why not do all the preventative stuff first so you never get sick?
But, you know, I wonder what happened to Boyd Haley, who had a product that could produce, like, glutathione, because people are saying that you can't really produce glutathione, even if you're doing the pre, you know, glutathione. What would ever happen to Dr. Boyd Haley?
I don't know. That's historical. But, I know that people can produce their own glutathione. I mean, I think it's pretty clear. Children naturally produce it. That's why they're not getting the COVID. You're clearing whatever toxins much more readily out of your system.
But I also bought a product today that is called X-L-E-A-R, X-Lear. And what it is, it's grapefruit seed extract, and xylitol nasal spray. And it's been claiming around us that actually when spraying it into your nose is going to kill that heavy load, supposedly, that the unvaccinated and the vaccinated are carrying for transmission. X-L-E-A-R, X-Clear. Now, grapefruit seed extract for me is very, very powerful. Like if I start getting a cold or something like that, if I take grapefruit seed extract, it's like gone immediately. So I bought myself this nasal spray.
Yeah, I guess I just don't see, you know, believe me, I've been hugging vaccinated people, okay? I mean, a couple people I know actually were pressured. They couldn't see their grandkids. For one reason or another, they ended up with the J&J. They always felt the J&J was less bad than the other ones. And so I've been giving them a protocol to try to clear it out of their system as much as possible. And I'm not going to spend a lot of energy in fear. I just can't go there. I feel like This world needs a lot more love, compassion, kindness than anger, trips, and fear. I just, you know, I'm just one of those things. I'm trying to bring the light onto the planet like you, you know, so I just can't go there.
Yeah, whether they're afraid of COVID or then another prong of the, international elite is to do the Afghanistan thing. You know, oh, we're going to be afraid. We're going to be bombed now on our soil. Whether it be fear of terrorists or fear of COVID, you know, it's fear. You know, it doesn't matter what you're afraid of.
Yeah, it all boils down to that. Really, it does. You know, we are a fearful population, and I'm really trying to just, you know, say there's really nothing to be afraid of but fear itself. If you're afraid of death, then that should be an issue. Get right with your creator. You know, start making amends. I mean, most people that pass, they have regrets of not cleaning up, you know, people that they had difficulty with, you know, or apologizing or, you know, saying the kind word, thanking someone. Yeah. So, you know, If you are worried about passing, do it now. Take care of, you know, the kind word you should have said to someone that helped you, or, you know, any kind of forgiveness. I mean, you know, someone in your family you felt did you wrong. It doesn't matter. None of that really matters. Just get over it and apologize and, you know, get on with it.
people don't realize that which appears to be death, you know, which is back, basically you see a body lying there with no life in it. You know, that's the perception from the person who's looking at the dead body. But from my spiritual investigations and such, you know, that the person who actually appears to have died hasn't died. They have just, like, sloughed off, you know, this dense reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Eileen Danham is my guest.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
first hour is finishing up pretty fast. So you still have your website, Vaccine Liberation Army, and you still post stuff, just not as frequently, because you had your whole website taken down. Is that right, Eileen?
Well, no, I only had, interestingly enough, they only took down from March 2020 when the COVID started until when they took it down. They took an entire year of COVID only.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah.
So everything else is up there?
Yep.
Really? Because I thought it was kind of like all of a sudden it was kind of like taken down, but they just took
that. COVID, very interestingly enough, just the COVID. And I have some great stuff up there. Hey, have you heard of, you know, Peter McCullough, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
Right. And you know Dr. Huff? Huff? H-U-F-F?
Yes, the one in Canada.
Uh-huh. So have you told your audience about all those two guys?
Well, yeah, it's on our web. It's on, you know, the republicbroadcasting.org. Just so you know, they have an excellent news feed, and all that stuff ends up there. And all this has been a primary topic of the host, even though they generally don't do the vaccine issue. But obviously, they've moved into that issue a lot.
It is very interesting to know that, you know, we were so far ahead of our time. You know, I think Utah has called.
What now?
I just saw a message here on Skype. Tom from Utah.
I think Tom wants to talk to you. You want to talk to Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, well, we have to say hi, Tom. Do you want to? You want to go ahead and hook up Tom, Sam?
I think I'm on.
Okay.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Lane. Remember Ayala Kaufman?
Yes.
She and I had a meeting with Barack Obama, Senator Barack Obama. What a pathetic experience that was.
I can imagine.
Anyway, last I know, Ayala has passed away.
Oh.
Her daughters, Ariella and Efrat, were raped many times in the system. They're in the they'd been through several abortions apiece.
Mm. Terrible.
Yeah, that's real sad, Tom. So
anyway, Elaine, before I forget, please go to either lifesave.org or gassingamerica.com and call me. I don't know if I think I spoke to you the last time you were on this program.
Yes,
what,
you
about
did.
A year ago?
Yes, yes, yeah, you recollected. Boy, you're still at it, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm 80. I'm 80, and I paid the price for with the DC efforts.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're coming to the end.
Sure. Let me make sure that Eileen has your phone number because I want.
By the way,
you call Tom.
Okay, yeah, I'm blind. I can't see. By the way,
unfortunately, the telephone is about ears.
I want to correct this. I want to correct this story on the smallpox.
Okay, yeah, I'll carry you over to the next hour. Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoSertified app can make a huge difference for your future.